At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, the Bonus Radio. Hope you're doing great. You know, there's a lot of interesting stuff that goes on in the world of sports, and it's kind of fascinating here. What's happening in college basketball, right? Well, you have the NCAA tournament, and everybody wants some help, like picking their bracket. And oftentimes, here's what's crazy about it. When you pick a bracket and you put all favorites, especially the top two seeds. And again, if you're somebody who's covered the sport like I have for over 20 years and played in the sport, it just makes sense to you. Like, well, they're the better teams for the better teams. But when you show people that bracket, they're like, oh, that's never going to happen. Right? That's never going to happen. This is March Madness. There's always chaos, which feels like it's true. It's not as true as you think. You know, we've had 3-1 seeds play for a national championship before, but it feels like it's true more than the reality of it being true is. So what's amazing about it to me is that I really feel like we're at this moment where it hasn't happened yet. We're 2 years away from it, but it's going to happen. Where there's a complete, distinct separation between the haves and the have-nots. The haves and the have-nots. And the reason you can't see it now is because the lesser high-major teams are not perfect, they're not refined, and the mid-major teams, they're able to make up for it with these older players. I mean, the perfect example is, Utah State's point guard was 24, turns 25 this summer. He played 6 years of college basketball. And everyone who's ever played college basketball, when you get done your senior year, like, man, if I had one more year, my senior year. And remember, it's not just that they have done it before. It's that if you're going to go back for your senior year to play, or for your sixth year, your seventh year, your fifth year, whatever, and play, you've finally got in your mind, hey, I'm not going to the NBA. That's a huge thing. Hey, I'm not going to the NBA, and I might play overseas, whatever, but you actually become like a professional. And basketball becomes, school's no longer a distraction. Usually you're at that age, like, women aren't a distraction. Like, you've done all of that. It just becomes about playing basketball, enjoying it, and trying to win games. If it's possible, I actually think that these fifth, sixth, seventh year guys are more valuable, not just because of their age, but because they have no other agenda anymore. None. They just go and play. And they've seen everything. They know you don't have to coach them nearly as much. That's the reality of it. But those guys are going away in 2 years when the COVID year goes away. And by then, what you have now in the high major haves and the have-nots will be a complete separation because they have the money to pay for the better kids and to pay for the bench, and your school doesn't. I'm not saying that Cinderella stories won't happen, but the likelihood and the volume of the times they're happening, as opposed to the volume of times we'll have this, which is the better teams separate themselves completely. And again, it wasn't that Purdue won. It wasn't that UConn won. It wasn't that, you know, Houston, that score is deceiving. Obviously, A&M had a shot late, but they were up, what, 13 with, you know, a couple minutes to go in the game. They won by a lot. And I think you're going to see more of that moving forward.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's get to the Foxes.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Every day at this time on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, we play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio, Fox Sports One. Here's Dan Patrick talking about Shohei Ohtani's statement.
It's tricky because, I mean, he sounded like he had been taken advantage of, that right. He was innocent, that he didn't know what was going on. It's just, it's really rare when we have some kind of sports crime or somebody related to a crime who is involved in sports. I mean, Manti Te'o is the one where everybody got that wrong because we kept thinking, how could you be duped like that? Well, he was duped like that. Mm. But it's really rare when somebody says, hey, I had nothing to do with this. Lance Armstrong, he was America's hero. I had nothing to do with that. Mark McGwire, America's hero, nothing to do with. It's just rare when it happens, but it does happen, and you still have to go into this going, I need to hear both sides, and that's the troubling part for me. It feels like there's been a couple of different stories. I think that there was maybe some troubleshooting that went on from Ohtani's side of this, and they did a good job. You know, they basically said, look, this guy's been lying all of his life, the jobs that he's had, but he's been a friend of Ohtani's since they were teenagers. And how much access did you give him? I guess I'd still want to know, why would a bookie, an illegal bookie, give somebody like his interpreter that much room? So you're going to give him that much credit?
So I said this in the radio show, and I'll say it again here. Okay? This parallel may not sit well with you until you stop for a second and think about it. I don't know what went on at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky. I don't. But I do know that Jerry Sandusky, if we remember, okay, he had people believed him about helping young boys so much that when he retired from Penn State, he went to spend more time with his program, which put him around young boys. And we all know what was really going on behind the scenes, which is gross and scary and frankly awful, right? But the point is that if you're a pathological liar and you're a good one, even your friends don't know. Now, I don't know, again, I don't want to get into Joe Paterno and what he was told and how he reacted and all of that stuff. That's not the point. The point I've always made is like, hey, we're looking at this through the lens of people who, like, are you honest? Are you dishonest? Are you protecting yourself? Whatever. The picture that has been painted of the interpreter is like, look, dude, he lied about everything. And when you're friends with a liar and he's a really good liar, you don't know. That's what makes him a really good liar. That's what makes people con men. I don't know if he's really a con man, but I do know they exist. And I do know there's lots of people that don't know that their friends are con men. You know, I just like, look, I'm not doing this to defame Craig Carton because he works for Fox Sports. He has his own show. Craig's a friend of mine. Craig had his gambling debts. He was running his charity TikTok Stop. I went to all these TikTok Stop events. I swore by Craig. I was around him. And I was like, dude, the spending was kind of lavish. You know? But I figured, like, he was the king of New York radio. He was killing it. And everybody said, like, he just lived and spent and it didn't matter. Turns out, you know, he was bilking his charity to pay off his gambling debts. I didn't know. How would I know? Like, I'm friends with Craig. I love the guy. I think he's hilarious. But, I don't know his bank statements. So I understand how we're supposed to believe that this guy, that Shohei Ohtani could see through the lies, but really good liars are hard to see through. Hard to see through. Here's Brady Quinn talking about the NFL banning hip drop tackles.
It's been a byproduct to me of the way the game has evolved. It's more spread out. Players are taking, you know, worse angles because it's more spread out, because you have more skilled players in space. Yeah. And it's caused them to then have to adjust to just trying to get a guy down on the ground. I don't know that it's malicious in any way. And I think that's the tough part, is when you see the NFLPA come out and recommend that they keep this tackle still in the game because it seems to be more of an accident than anything else, and the NFL owners just do whatever they want, it highlighted two things for me. The direction of this league is always going to be driven by the owners. It's really the only league that I look at and say where the owners have that much leverage and power and the players are helpless. Because this is an instance where, again, like the other side of the conversation, the ones that are actually being impacted by it, there's a lot of guys who don't want to see it banned, understand that it's not intentional, and want to have a part of the game. Now, there's some players, too, who understand why it's a penalty and why they're trying to ban it. They get that. There's guys who have been injured by it. And I'm not saying that they don't have, you know, similar viewpoints to the owners and wanting to ban it. But if we're being honest with ourselves, it is going to be incredibly hard to add another subjective call to the officials, which is what we're doing.
It's a great point. It's why I think what we were told was what we were told was that it's most likely to be penalized with fines, not with in-game penalties. But he's right. Like, at some point, you can't do the, oh, he tackled him. Wait, where did he hit him? Did he have his head up? Did he hip drop? How did he break it? It becomes like, what are we doing here? How are we going to officiate these games? But the injuries that were being sustained were so gruesome that it did feel like they had to do something. They really had to do something. This is Colin Cowherd talking about J.J. McCarthy.
Is all of a sudden you watch a college quarterback and you're like, he's a pretty good player. He'll go like late first round, early second round, and all of a sudden he starts flying up the draft board. He doesn't play any games. Maybe he had a good combine, but a combine's in shorts. There's no defense. His pro day, you're throwing to college teammates. That has become J.J. McCarthy. According to a story this morning, many believe he'll be the second player picked. Folks, he had 22 touchdown passes in 15 games. Caleb Williams had 93 touchdowns with bad offensive lines the last 2 years at USC. J.J. McCarthy had 22 touchdowns in 15 games with a great O-line, a great run game, a great coach, a great defense. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels all averaged over 300 yards a game passing. J.J. McCarthy last year did it one time against awful 4-8 Purdue. This is starting to feel like Zach Wilson of the Jets. J.J. McCarthy's college experience is not the NFL. It would be the opposite of your Michigan experience.
I'm going to push back on that. Okay, I'm going to push back on that. Because how many times have we seen college players put up crazy numbers and they can't translate? The sports are different. And it's really hard to ask yourself, what does that guy look like if he's under center? What does that guy look like when he has to read a defense? And look, so many of these programs have gone away from the pro-style stuff because it takes you longer to learn it. And when it's you don't have that much time. You know, coaches got to win and win now, and you got to play and play now. And if you can't play now, well, then they find somebody who can, right? They find somebody who can. So I'm just going to be totally honest there and say, like, I'm more in on the J.J. McCarthy thing than I think I ever have been. Do I think he's the number two pick? Like, no. But it's like, what's the difference? If you took him end of the first round, if you like J.J. McCarthy, then take J.J. McCarthy. It's really that simple. If you think he gives you – all these guys are trying to do the same thing. We're just trying to win games. And he may not have the higher ceiling, but he may not have the lower floor. And it's interesting. Like, I thought of this with – how many times have we seen great college quarterbacks fail in the NFL? A lot. How many times have we seen great college coaches fail in the NFL? A lot. Why? Because the sports are different. And he won. He ran a pro-style system. There's not a huge learning curve in terms of being under center and learning the reads and all the different things you got to do. And it's not written anywhere that you have to be some groundbreaking college quarterback in order to be a great pro quarterback. That's what the Fox said.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Doug, Jay Williams says some really stupid stuff. Like, for a guy that went to Duke and played in the league for a little bit, he always seems to put his foot in his mouth about something. It's usually political, but this was about college basketball.
Let's just expand the tournament. Let's just expand it. So let's just do 112 teams. The top 16 teams get a bye in the first round. Listen to me, Unc. The top 16 teams get a bye in the first round. The first round, you have 96 teams. 24 games played on Tuesday. 24 games played on Wednesday. Then you have the round of 64. Thursday, 16 games. Friday, 16 games. Then you get to the round of 32. 8 games on Saturday. 8 games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. There you go. 96 games in 6 days. This way, let everybody get in. Unc, you're not paying attention to the first 5-30 games of the thing anyway. So we really get in. You are, Seth, because you do it for a living.
No, people are, because people gamble on it, because of that thing right here, the bracket. People are paying attention.
What is this about? This is about generating revenue. What also is it about? Give players rev share. So, yeah, increase the tournament.
I don't know what I dislike most about this whole thing, but how about this? Let's not make it more complicated. I mean, you have fringe fans tuning into your sport. It's one of the rare events where, like, fringe fans participate because of this bracket thing. How about we don't make it more complicated, Doug?
Yeah, first, it's really interesting that Jay doesn't realize that where he collects his checks from, they benefit greatly from championship week. Okay, they benefit greatly, which the NCAA tournament essentially is open to everybody, because if you win your conference tournament, you get to play in the NCAA tournament. In other words, you keep winning, you keep playing. The only thing it does this way is it's a different way of making a lot more money for the conferences themselves and for the individual schools. You also fill up your arena because it's closer in proximity to where they send you at the NCAA. And then the other part to it is, what makes the NCAA tournament popular? What makes it popular is the bracket. It's just neat, tidy, fits onto a sheet. Like, we don't even consider the first four. Why? Doesn't really fit on the bracket. So we're going to add more games? That doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. So, the only reason you expand is for more money. Right? More money. But I don't think you're actually making more money that way. I think you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think you're just moving money out of the conference tournaments and moving to the NCAA tournament. What else annoys you today?
I've said on this show, I've said on the radio show, I have a Zuropa theory with the NFL. You two had done two classic albums, Joshua Tree and then Uptown Baby. Wildly successful, moved a lot of product. And then they came out with Zuropa, which is a dog shit album, which I think everyone agrees with that. I always thought that the Zuropa was their way of testing. Like, we could put out dog shit and people will still pay for our CDs or in droves. I think we are in the Zuropa phase of the NFL. Whatever they put out, we're buying it. We're going to bet on it. We're going to tune in for it. I saw this headline this morning. NFL to open in Brazil and stream on Peacock, or Peacock behind a paywall. So imagine saying that 10 or 12 years ago. Wait, they're going to what? They're going to open in Brazil, and they're going, what's streaming? Like, what do you mean stream? Like, it's like they're trying to see how far they could push their fan base, and everybody will tune in still, and everybody will bet on their games, and they'll buy their Peacock subscriptions. But it's annoying to me that we're in this Zuropa phase and nobody's calling it out except for me. I'm the only guy who makes this comparison.
I like that, the Zuropa phase. I'm trying to think, what was on Zuropa?
I think the song Zuropa, which is complete dog shit.
Yes.
Lot of other forgettable songs.
Yes. I'm trying to think what else is like that. I think Nike went through that phase as well. Right? I think lots of big brands go through that, where people just buy it because Mercedes did. I don't know if you remember, Mercedes went through a phase when, and then their product was bad for about 4 or 5 years. And then they were like, they started getting killed in consumer reviews and they revamped it and they got back to kicking tail. But I like that, the Zuropa phase of the NFL. I think the product's better than you think. But I think what you're seeing, you're watching it more now. You're watching it more now because you can see every game. And the YouTube TV thing makes it so you can literally see every game and take it with you wherever you go. So I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be, but there are lots of people who agree with you. Lots of people.
The Baltimore Orioles did something. This is very near and dear to your heart. I've been saving this one. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I drafted him pretty high in my fantasy baseball league. It has nothing to do with my personal investment in this person. Jackson Holliday was left off the opening day roster after having a fantastic spring. I think it's the Orioles obviously made a business decision. I'm guessing you probably know the ins and outs of this more than most people. And it annoys me that they made that business decision because I need him on my fantasy team. And he's depriving baseball fans, or the Orioles are, of seeing one of the brightest stars in a long time start the season.
I love that. So that's, it's annoying to you that they left him off the roster?
Yes. I mean, not only is he, did I draft him in my fantasy league before they didn't include him on the roster, but they're depriving fans of seeing this incredible young player.
Yeah, no question. No question. It is annoying. It's annoying that you, and again, we kind of started the radio show talking about this, that you do wonder, are they doing this to not start his clock to save them money? Save themselves money, right? It's a real legit question. I don't think that's what's behind it. Like, I think they want to have him have some immediate success, and but I don't know. Kid had a really good spring. He's obviously learning to play more second. He's got to play more second base. But yeah, I'm bummed, and I think it feels like an eventuality. He'll be up on the big club. So why don't you put him on the big club now? Is that what you're thinking?
That's exactly it. It's an inevitability. It's sure. Just, I think, a matter of how many days they could save here or something. I don't know. So the Orioles, the NFL being in Zuropa, and Jay Williams.
I'll do the NFL being in Zuropa because you put so much effort into that metaphor. NFL for being kind of shitty. Got no. Let's play a little because we can.
Why are we doing this?
Why do I?
Because we can.
What's because we can there, Jace, too?
MMA gives us a lot of content in this segment, specifically Dana White. He's in this every couple weeks. He was asked a question why didn't he cut ties with Joe Rogan after saying something or doing something politically polarizing recently.
Anybody who is with me, has been with me, knows. When you're with me, you're with me. It's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. I'm not one of these guys that is going to roll over. And it's like going through COVID. I wasn't laying any of these people. Some of these people have been with me for 20 years. We're gonna lay them off? Mm-mm. This motherfucker will burn
yeah.
before I would do that to my people. It's just never, none of that type of stuff is ever going to happen while I'm here. I can't say what's going to happen when I leave, but when I'm here, the people who are with me and have been with me, they know exactly what's up. And Joe knows what's up. And again, it's a two-way street. Joe Rogan has been very loyal to me, and I am very loyal to Joe Rogan.
I love that sort of loyalty. I do know that Dana is a legit loyal dude. Like, he just is. Like, Dana and I, we have a couple mutual friends, and I'm not going to sit here and say we're friends, but if I text him, he will text me back, and he's just like, look, as long as you're an honest actor in this deal, you don't burn, then of course, like, dude, whatever you need. So Dana's, it feels like he's a complicated guy. He's not. I love the fact that, do I love everything Joe Rogan says? No. Do I think some of that stuff is... You know, you're searching for conspiracy theories and you got booger eaters there, of course. But I also think he's done an amazing job creating this ridiculous following. And it was a cottage industry of being a MMA analyst that he's also been able to grow into like a second incredible profession off being a comedian. So, yeah, I mean, it's like one of those, I don't know the player well enough. I do respect the game. And I also respect the game of somebody who's that loyal. Why can we play it for you? Because we can.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
All right, pick of the day. We've been doing a great job here on college basketball, and there are college, you're like, there's no college basketball game. Yeah, there are. Yeah, there are. There's NIT games, and there's CBI games. Josh Hurts is the head coach of Indiana State. The Sycamores play host to Cincinnati tonight at home. They're a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going to take Indiana State to win and to cover. This is a Sycamore team that's 30-6. All these guys want to win the NIT championship. By the way, it's the first time they've reached 30 wins since Larry Bird played for them. What was that? 45 years ago? And by the way, 45 years ago today was Bird versus Magic. It's going to be Indiana State. You're welcome. That's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the Daily Radio Show every day. 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern time on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.